Let's chat about some other evolving areas. Any thoughts on Sentinel Node?
Well, we're using Sentinel Node pretty universally in any patient that has an invasive breast cancer, and even on some patients that have high-grade DCIS or any patient who's having a mastectomy for DCIS. And I think it's really been a wonderful new technology to be able to offer to our patients that gives us fabulous information with less morbidity to our patients. And as far as the false negative rate of 10%, that seems a little bit high considering the other information that we're getting from other multiple studies like Kelly McMaster's study that was multi-institutional study where we're having generally around 5% false negative rates. And I think that there certainly are groups of patients where we thought it might not be applicable, but it probably really is, such as large breast cancers. You know, certainly years ago we said it didn't work for large breast cancers, but the newer data is showing that it does. So I think certainly in a T3 breast cancer, it makes sense to give the patient the benefit of the doubt and go ahead and do a sentinel node biopsy. However, I would say the caveat is that certainly in those larger breast cancer patients, you are more likely to find a situation where you've got a node or two that are completely replaced by cancer and therefore don't turn blue and are not hot. So in those patients in particular, it's really important as a surgeon to make sure there aren't any other palpable nodes in the axilla, and if there are, of course, to biopsy those as well. The issue of whether or not it's appropriate in neoadjuvant patients, I think, is fairly controversial, although the data is certainly implying now, particularly from the group at Anderson and a study that was just published from the group at Michigan, that it does work very well and that the sensitivity in being able to find a sentinel node is somewhere in the 95-97 percentile range, and the false negative rate is somewhere in the 5% range, which is what we're finding with other cancers. You know, I think the thing with sentinel node and neoadjuvant boils down to what are you trying to prove? If your question is about staging, then it's important to do your sentinel node prior to neoadjuvant because you want to know if those nodes are positive or not prior to your neoadjuvant, because about 25 or 30% of those patients that are positive initially will become negative with neoadjuvant. If it's a matter of trying to save the patient a full node dissection, then I think it's more important to do it afterwards because 25% of those patients may have nodes that are negative and you could spare them a full node dissection. And I think that the data are reasonable at this point to believe that it works in the setting if you do it well.
Are there any situations where you get a positive sentinel node and don't do an axillary dissection?
Occasionally, but I think it's important, of course, to look at multiple factors from that standpoint and also talk to your patients. Certainly, I think it's important to look at the size of your primary tumor and how positive is your positive node. Is it IHC alone? Is it a micromet or is it a macromet? Certainly, if it's a macromet, the data suggests that there's a pretty good chance of having additional non-sentinel positive nodes in that patient. It probably is worth going back and doing a full node dissection. If you've got a micromet, especially in a small T1A, T1B tumor, then it's pretty unlikely you're going to have additional non-sentinel nodes that are positive. There's a wonderful nomogram that Kim Van Zee developed at Memorial that takes multiple factors into account and allows you to make a pretty accurate prediction. How likely is it that you're going to have, in this particular patient, additional non-sentinel nodes that are positive? And let's say you find out that it's a 5% chance. I think it's important then to talk to your patients and explain to them that that 5% chance exists. And I find that when I do that, probably half the patients absolutely want me to go back and do a full node dissection because they don't want there to be any chance of leaving cancer behind. The other half of the patients say, I absolutely do not want you to go back and do a full node dissection because for a 5% chance, I don't want to risk the morbidity of lymphedema and other problems from having the node dissection. And a lot of them are going to get chemotherapy anyway. And if that's a situation, then I think it may very well not be of a benefit to the patient to go back and do a full node dissection.